Their ship's a pirate. It's got a lot of pirates aboard of it, said the mate fiercely, as he turned and regarded the crew. As a lazy, loafing, idle, worthless. It's for the boy's sake, interrupted the skipper. Where'd you pick him up? Inquired the other. He's the son of a friend of mine, what I've brought aboard to oblige, replied the skipper. He's got a fancy for being a pirate. So just to oblige his father, I told him we was a pirate. He wouldn't have come if I hadn't. Oh, pirate him, said the mate, rubbing his hands. He's a dreadful handful by all accounts, continued the other. Got his head stuffed full of these here penny dreadfuls, till they've turned his brain almost. He started by being an Indian, and going off on his own with two other kids. When he wanted to turn cannibal, the other two objected and gave him in charge. After that, he did a bit of burgling, and it cost his old man no end of money to wash it up. Well, what did you want him for? Grumbled the mate. I'm going to knock the nonsense out of him, said the skipper softly, as the boat grazed the side. Just step forward, and let the hands know what's expected of them. When we get to sea, it won't matter. The mate moved off grumbling as the small fare stood on the thwarts and scrambled up over the side. The waterman passed up the chest, and dropping the coppers into his pocket, pushed off again without a word. "Well, you got here all right, Ralph," said the skipper. "What do you think of her?" "She's a rakish-looking craft," said the boy, looking round the dingy old tub with much satisfaction. "But where's your arms?" "Hush," said the skipper, and laid his finger on his nose. "Oh, all right," said the youth testily. "But you might tell me." "You shall know all in good time," said the skipper patiently, turning to the crew who came shuffling up, masking broad grins with dirty palms. "Here's a new shipmate for you, my lads. He's small, but he's the right stuff." The newcomer drew himself up and regarded the crew with some dissatisfaction. For desperadoes, they looked far too good-tempered and prone to levity. "What's the matter with you, Jem Smithers?" inquired the skipper, scowling at a huge fair-haired man who was laughing discordantly. "I was thinking of the last party I killed, sir," said Jim with sudden gravity. "I always laugh when I think how he squealed." "You laugh too much," said the other sternly, as he laid a hand on Ralph's shoulder. "Take a lesson from this fine fella. He don't laugh. He acts. Take him down below and show him his bunk." "Will you please to follow me, sir?" said Smithers, leading the way below. "I dare say you'll find it a bit stuffy, but that's owing to Bill Dobbs. A regular old sea dog is Bill. Always sleeps in his clothes and never washes." "I don't think the worst of him for that," said Ralph, regarding the fermenting Dobbs kindly. "You'd best keep a civil tongue in your head, me lad," said Dobbs shortly. "Never mind him," said Smithers cheerfully. "Nobody takes any notice of old Dobbs. You can hit him if you like. I won't let him hurt you." "I don't want to start by quarrelling," said Ralph seriously. "You're afraid," said Jem tauntingly. "You'll never make one of us. Hit him. I won't let him hurt you." Thus aroused, the boy, first directing Dobbs' attention to his stomach by a curious duck of the head, much admired as a feint in his neighbourhood, struck him in the face. The next moment the foscle was in an uproar, and Ralph prostrate on Dobbs' knees, frantically reminding Jem of his promise. "All right, I won't let him hurt you," said Jem consolingly. "But he is hurting me," yelled the boy. "He's hurting me now." "Well, wait till I get him ashore," said Jem. "His old woman won't know him when I've done with him." The boy's reply to this was a torrent of shrill abuse, principally directed to Jem's facial shortcomings. "Now don't get rude," said the seaman, grinning. "Squint eyes!" cried Ralph fiercely. "When you've done with that ere young gentleman, Dobbs," said Jem with exquisite politeness, "I should like to have him for a little bit to teach him manners." "He don't want to go," said Dobbs, grinning, as Ralph clung to him. "He knows who's kind to him."
"Wait till I get a chance at you,"
sobbed Ralph, as Jem took him away from Dobbs. "Lord lummy," said Jem, regarding him in astonishment. "Why, he's actually crying. I've seen a good many pirates in my time, Bill."